But in Thailand, I think, or probably in any other country, we have to follow the rules and regulations of WTO, World Tourism Organization. Different one from World Trade Organization. But we have the same abbreviation, WTO, World Tourism Organization. So I give you anything about the basic information. Okay, thank you. So, the last question.
Thank you.
I'm from the Ministry of Culture. Actually, today is the 2nd Rio. One is the contrast of safeguarding the culture heritage. Another one is the to be developed the government space. So these conversations one. So we are waiting in the Ministry of Culture. So Ministry of Culture, now it is what we have done. It's very similar with the Thailand proceeding, like the legal protection and awareness program, doing the involved in the globalization. Something, both of these are very similar with us. But we are sure, because the Thailand is already take off in those couple times one. Because for the sustain for the culture, conservation in the culture heritage, is they have already proceed. Right? In the better way, also seeking to be creating the economic development and compost. So now we are also follow the inside of the condition and also follow the encourage and impact and bring that one. So now we have the one thing. Because you are in the already said through in that way. Now it is, we have also a debate on that all the culture heritage sector with the term of limitation and problem. So now what worry about this one. Now we are in a very limited one. Because very ministry, some of the respected organization, it is something like a box, so called the volume.
คุยทุกคนแล้ว
during that, even in the challenge, maybe the feeling
you.
Thank you.
So we have to invest in measures in the future in protecting the temple, but there has been no master plan so far. And maybe if it comes again, we may have to so I think there is a lack of defensive measures. So defensive measures are more important than security, because you cannot be sure that if the damage is done, you can I'm afraid we are not disaster management.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Don't want to disturb your lunch time. I think it's about the time for everyone to eat. So I'm going to put let Professor Bright.
if you take it naturally, it will be in unbalanced. Like in America, the last 3 years, they used to send a spiral between the last greed and fear. In America, greed means speculation, fear means investment. Myanmar can take this example. If you can balance it, the good balance of greed and fear is happiness. So it doesn't be part of socialist thinking, part of capitalism thinking. Because your stakeholder, particularly your visitor, will have that internal value. So you cannot, what in Thai say, you like the egg, but you don't like the chicken. It's going to be a chicken and egg question, always. So you take good with the bad, but I like to see, and we, as Thai, will be on your side in terms of experience in tourism management, culturally. Because we share a lot of same heritage and same history, and I think we can share both, like many people said, both how to do and how not to do, the do and don't, the mistakes and the achievement together. So in short, this morning, we have learned two things. Cultural wise, it is intangible and intangible asset that you got to perceive both. Management wise, it's two things. One pole is green, the other pole is fear. If you manage greed too much, it will become fear. So everybody in Myanmar will be xenophobia, will be fear, hate of visitor. But if you open too much, it will be a breathing country, like sadly, southwest in Thailand, that the Dharmakaya now, at least unintentionally teaching me, taught me that tourism should be a happiness thing, a spiritual update thing. But sadly, something like Pattaya and some place in cultural land like Chiang Mai, it become a sin city or partly a sin street. This one remind me and remind you as a good stakeholder in tourism that you got to manage well and follow through. So remember the work management, you got to plan, you got to act, and you got to control. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Private. We need a short wrap up from another person, okay? Speaking.
I think grace can be viewed as individual or grace as a motivation in capitalist society. And as I say that there's nothing to fear. I think what we fear is the culture of grace. That is everybody. In the Buddhism, we have Jataka Tale. I just tales of the past, first life in the Buddha. The first tale is Vasatthara. Vasatthara's story, who was giving everything away. And at the same time, you have a character we call Ujo, who asked for everything. And he got everything. So, and in the end, he ate too much. His stomach burst. Now, we should retell that story. If you drink it too much, you will burn. You die. You know, or freeze. But unfortunately, in Thailand, if you go to Bangkok, shops that will have figures of Ujo. Instead of having the figure of Buddha, they have the figure of Ujo. Because they believe that he will bring money. So he's like the god of greed. And he's sort of happy to have this god of greed in his youth. This is completely wrong. And of course, it's a better way for Buddhism. Turn it upside down. Instead of giving, you will get it. And this is something I think we have to be careful, and we may have to use our old Buddhist values, local values, to remind people. And if you claim to be Buddhist, not even claim to be Buddhist, you know, but you don't really know what Buddhism is all about, the principle of Buddhism, you don't really care or don't listen. So I don't want to end up as a monk to be preaching in the air, but I think that there always need for control of people's behavior, even if we don't fear them. But there are ways that we would like people to go. You know, and it's a way of cultural management. The management is in the right direction, so that everybody will be happy and live happily ever after. And that may be a fairy tale.
Presentation for this evening, this afternoon.
The management is a science. What I'm saying is, our management is scientific, general. All the principles that you hear about management can be applied everywhere. It's what you apply. But I say that you have to take into account the cultural context. Who you are, where you are, what is your country, what is your culture, and how you can use the management techniques in this kind of context. So we try to have a very good time here, try to do management without knowing
how it comes.
So our friend here is married to Myanmar, right? Maybe you have to marry someone here before you can manage properly.
Thank you for the eminent speakers. Okay, I just want to put a short wrap up, just a few words, okay, from this morning session. We already learned about cultural management for get the more understanding of culture in every aspect in your country. For example, like how many kinds of cultures, which type of cultures in Myanmar do you want to make them like a national champion? That's very important. Good thing. The second thing, you just put the management science to apply the management skills, everything, and make to combine management skills with your national champions. I mean, in terms of cultural resources, cultural tourism. Made it to maximize the value, creating the income and revenues, but don't forget to preserve your environment. The environment is very important. Your community, your local style, your local culture is important. Okay? So right now we're going to dismiss all of you to eat, to have lunch, come back during the afternoon session. We're going to talk more about sustainability and development in the afternoon session. I understand some of the questions, okay? Dr. Lakia from Thailand Tourism Authority might be able to answer more and more because Dr. Lakia just gave me a signal that he will tell you more about some of your questions. right now. Thank you so much. Have enjoyed. Thank you.